I send you a link about this man from Texas, a Christian. His father is a priest. He's standing in the front of the Congress of the United States. And the Congress gave him 3 minutes or 5 minutes. Listen to what he said. And when you said, he said, I'm just talking today about justice. Imagine, non-Muslim is standing for justice. And all of a sudden, I remember Shaykhul Islam Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullahi alayhi. What it meaning, Shaykhul Islam? Meaning in his own time, the whole Ummah agree he's the head of all the scholar in his own time. And what he said, this is not a hadith, this is not a Quran, this is his own vision. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can and give barakah to non-Muslim just, and he will not give it to a Muslim unjust, an oppressor. Today I see it. I see a lot of non-Muslim, and I mean it non-Muslim. Why? You have to be critical. Non-Muslim, if they do not get the message, and somebody give them da'wah, they not a disbeliever, they not a Muslim. A lot of us, we quoting things and we do not know. It's big difference between not Muslim, unbeliever, and disbeliever. Very critical. But because we lack of knowledge, we do not know. We do not know whom is what. I see today, non-Muslim is standing for justice more than us. It's a musibah. And non-Muslim is standing for a principle of goodness. Sure, a lot of people do mischief, but this is not my job. My job is me. I have to be just to myself, live with justice, spread justice. And one of the problem with us, we do not listen to our elder. Somebody listen to me and tell me, is my elder sister is an elder? Elder in Islam meaning elder in knowledge. And the people said he has knowledge, he has wisdom, he has something. We listen. We listen. Even the non-Muslims used to say, is no value and no future for a nation, do not have value to their own elder. Because the own elder can take you to the bridge between past and the future. Can explain it to you how you pass with peace and tranquility and success. But today, with arrogance and selfishness and greed and the sickness of our heart, we refuse to bond around each other. We refuse to bond around our elder. We bickering. We're looking for fault just to satisfy our nafs instead of benefit and growth and united. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we're living in a critical time. And I see a lot of people falling, and the family member falling, and people calling names, and people pointing finger against each other, against different shuyukh and different scholar. Even if you see a scholar or learned person fall or committing mistake, make dua for them. It's between them and Allah. Don't point finger. Don't look after the mistake of other. Don't spread rumor. Don't look down to nobody except yourself. The ultimate gift you can give it to yourself is you, to elevate your soul. Because you cannot elevate nobody unless I elevate my own soul. I cannot benefit you unless I benefit myself. I cannot be good to you unless I be good to myself. My dear brother and sister in Islam, shame on us. Shame on us. Shame on us. In this critical time in the history of mankind and the Ummah, shame on us. Please rise up. Rise up from our own wicked nafs. Ask Allah to purify our nafs and make us united to Him first. United to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and united to the work for Sabilillah, and united with each other, and try to grab whatever you can from your elder. One day you will be dead and you will not benefit from them anymore. They die and they take their knowledge and understanding and the nur Allah give them with them. And this what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he said in the end of time, Allah will live the knowledge. They said, Ya Rasulullah, how Allah will live the knowledge? He said, by taking the good people. And the good people die. And what happened? The majority of the ummah were running after the ignorant and following their desire, and we will be destroyed. Allahumma inni ballagt, Allahumma fashhad. Allah, I spread whatever I can, bear witness, Ya Allah, and make this knowledge witness to me, not against me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us and make us a source of quality and knowledge, not just passing knowledge without quality. And this one of the things I keep repeated. Don't just send the link. Don't just send the message. Read it carefully. Comprehend it. Beg Allah to live it and to be a part of your life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a source of hidayah to ourselves and a source of hidayah to other, not fitna to ourselves and not fitna to other. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who live justice and spread justice for all, insha'Allah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.